Misham Yishvias, Daf Pei Dalid. We're starting from the Mishnah on Pei Gimel Mebeis, which is the Sugya of Prizbal, of the Takana of Prizbal that was made by Hillel HaZaken. So the Mishnah discusses this halakha. Prizbal in the Mishame. The person did a Prizbal, it does not Mishame, the loans are not canceled. Does not cancel out the loans. And we'll see what the basis of this Prizbal is. Zekman Adram Shehiskin Hillel Hazakin is one of the things that Hillel made. Shemaran Nimsu a little bit of when he saw that people were stopping to lend each other money because they wouldn't get paid back, come Shvius going to knock out their loans, nobody would lend money. The Mela, Ovid Amashkas Batara Shneema Shalom Abed Yod Levin Ibidal, and there would be over Nisar Tari that says you'd be an evil eye, you're not giving you, as the seventh Shemitah's coming to approach, people stop lending money, stop doing business, it's an Avera, you're over Nisar Tari. So Mamela, he saw what was going on, people being over Yissi Torah, Hiskin El Zakein Prizbal. He went ahead, it was Masakein or Prizbal. Now, we'll see in a minute how it works. So the Lashon of the Pnei Moshe is, Lashon Prizbal, Pruz Lashon Takana Prusa de Milsa. He says that the Lashon Prizbal is considered a Prizbal, the Lashon of the such a type of thing where you're giving a bull asirim, you're giving the pris bull. Bull means the rich people, and it means they're making something to save them, to save the rich people. Shabbat is ganuskem elu below shabiyud. Quotes the psukim where you see it from. The male, therefore, buti the aniyim, and gam kein takon aliyim. So that came to help them. So it was both to help the. This was the takana was made not just for the poor people, for the rich and the poor. It was made for the rich people because they're being over nisur. They weren't lending their money. They're being over Nisa Daraisa by holding back their money before the year of Shemitah. And it's also for the poor people, because the poor people were not getting any money. They didn't have what to live on. So it's basically to help both the lenders, the poor and the rich. And Mamela, therefore, the Lashon Prizbal Buti, like a people that are advisors, somehow people who are able to help and able to guide people, is the Lashon of where the Prizbal comes from, to help get people through, be able to survive through the difficult year of lending money before Shemitah. So like Mar said, so therefore they made this Takana, the Takana of Prizbal, and this was the reason why that they made it. Now, Lamaisa, it's a little hard to explain to them. For Rishonim, try to understand that you're doing something to stop people doing an Isser. When do we make halakhas? They shouldn't do an Isser. Shouldn't have. We have to do things to stop people doing an Aveira. So really, it was also asked both aspects as well. Because Lamaisa, the first thing we'll speak about at a great length, is that it was a takana made to protect people. Protect not just what stop them doing an Isser, but protect that people can still function business-wise. They'll have what to do. They'll have to be able to make money. They'll be able to have money. And it was what Hillel was masakin. The question is, how could he do this if it's masakin mas shkos b'tari? You're going ahead and you're doing what the Torah says. And takana, when the Torah says it's asur, you're allowed to do. So how could he go ahead and do something? So we'll see that as the Gemara goes along. So now the Gemara says, what is the text of a prizbal? What exactly is a prizbal? What's the lashon of the prizbal that we're talking about? So the Gemara says, the musin elchem, I'm giving to you, if it's ploni ploni, Dayan Shemakaploni appointing judges, they call Kovish, they give in a Kosman Shayut, so I can collect the door whenever I want to collect. The Yonam Chosm Lamato Adam, either they or the Adam sign, Labat. So, Mamela, what are you doing? Is you're making a star and making Bezin stepping into your place, and you're it's not a loan document anymore, it's a star Bezin. And we already said before that a star Bezin is able to become does not protects from Shemitah being Mishame. A regular din bezdin is we said a fine on a or a bezdin is mitzave, bezdin gives a chov, bezdin gives a psak. This is not Mishame. So here too, this principle is like a din bezdin. You're creating a din bezdin, and you're saying therefore, that they're. Bezin, it's not a kov, not a loan, and it's not a havah anymore. But rather, it's a business psak from bezin that you have to pay. So therefore, that's the idea of a prizbal working. So the Gemara says one wants to understand. The Gemara said that the halacha is misam sokol prizbal matayra. We learn over here the chayra that you go ahead that they allowed a prizbal minatayra that the midaraisa, it's like you're doing so. Midvar Torahu. It's a Midvar Torahu that the Torah allowed you to do this. The Kanamu, we see from here that you can go ahead and the Torah sort of allows midaraisa, like you're handing over your property to a Bezdin, they become the owners. So, Mel, it's like, that's why you're allowed to do this. Fakedim, what do you mean you're allowed to do this? I mean, my principle's about Torah. Principle's about Torah. It's Hil Masakin. It's a Hil Tikein. What do you mean it's a lock of Minatoru? You can go ahead and do this. It's a lock of it's Vatoru. It says the Raful, the Bitmiah. Hil Tikein. It says Shtikein. It says Lashon Takana. So how could you say that it's a Din Deraisa? So the Gemara explained, no, this can Hil. When Hil was Masakin, some Hil Vatoru. It was his Takana. He came up with the idea, but they went ahead and stopped doing it. Connected the Torah, he found a source in the Torah, some chul to a pasuk in the Torah, where we see that the Torah would allow this type of transact, this type of thing, would protect the person's loan by tying it together. So the Gemara says, this is the Lashon HaPutah, says the Lashon HaPutah Moshe, Akasa said, on this pasuk, it's a takana from Hillel, but he's tied it together, this pasuk, that Torah, Mi'atol HaMoshe starts the Bezdin. So like I didn't give over the stars to Bezdin. So it's like the Torah itself gave you a summit onto this pasuk and to tell you that therefore you're allowed to go ahead and do this type of transaction. That the Torah allows you to go ahead and do it when it's a sivri Bezdin, when it's not a loan but it's a business transaction. So to over here, that's the same idea. You were summit on that pasuk to make it and you're not actually violating the Torah. So the question is, how is he allowed to do that? It says semantics. Bad semi made a takana connected to the Torah. Kashi coming of Yochanan bar Akiva. I asked the question of Yochanan. How does it make a maaser by a Torah? According to what we said before, that maaser is a chi of Torah, that it was a mid of the Torah, mid of the maaser didn't Torah. He'll masak maaser not Torah. I could go ahead and institute a principle which is connected to Torah. If we say that maaser by Torah says the Pnei Moshe. Maestros about Torah Bizman by Shani. We had before the sugya what the halakha of maestros are considered. We said Bizman by Shani. It's a din tulumis and slulis baritz, and you would know again by Shani, and therefore it's a din Torah. So the question is, if it's a din Torah, it's Vatorah, how could it come along and undo it, make a principle to be okay the din Torah? That's what's kasha. If you say, I asked, that's the kasha yes from Rabbi Yaakov. If we say maestros din Torah, which means there was a halakha in by Shani that it had din Torah that you have to give maestr. And everything had to be given meiser, chumas and meiseres. So how are you going ahead and making a dinner principle to undoing the din Torah? You're undoing what the Torah says, kishmitas k'safim. So how are you going to do that? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosi, kimshirin shosha gol Yisrael Bavil. When Klal Yisrael was taken out in, when did Bavil? Gemara says, they were taken out of going from Bavil after Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the first Beis Hamikdash, mitzvahs menatuz menaretz. They were exempted only from mitzvah to lose baritz. Because it wasn't, they were lifteru. They were exempted from it, only from those mitzvahs. No, that was no gave it all. Ben Chotzorot and that. Shemitah Ksafim was a nag all the time. So Mela, again, your question is talking about the luck of Maestris, where you say it's a din Maestr, whether it's a din who applies to the Mefto Kuban Bais Rishon. You want to say, even if it's not, Shemitah Ksafim is still Kayev. So back to the same Kasha. You want to tell me that maybe, you ask you, Kasha, how if you have mitzvahs, tulis, baritz? How lucky is that? How you let it go violated? How is Hillel allowed to do it? Masakin, mashakasa, b'teira, over mashakasa, b'teira. So the answer is that no, but after bias rishon, chum bias rishon, during bias shady, it wasn't really, they really weren't exempt, they really weren't kayib, mitzvah, it wasn't the same halacha. Okay, that's like I'm a maestros, but not like I made dinner, mashakasa, b'teira, that's not gay, it's a kutzalar, it's not do it, Eretz Yisrael. Even a kutzar would you chayiv. So if that's so, back to the kasha. How could Hillel come along and sack in something connected? A din deraisa. Because of this, Yemiosi went ahead and changed, was chayzer. And he said, really, be'etzem, said about Shmita Shamit. This was Aloha Shmita Shamit. Menvansha Shmita Negus B'dvat Torah. When Shmita is Negus B'dvat Torah, then Ashrik Savi Negus B'dvat Torah. Then Shmita is Negus B'dvat Torah. Then Shmita is Negus B'dvat Torah. Then Shmita is Negus B'dvat Torah. Then Hashmita is Negus B'dvat Torah. Then Shmita is Negus B'dvat Torah. Only Drabbanon. That's why he was able to go ahead and make a din prusbul, because it's not a shayla, because it's really not a deraisa, it's a drabbanon. Now the Gemara is saying what an halacha is, that's why he must only add by meisers. In other words, we're saying now that when you have a din of mitzvahs tulias baris, what is the din of shmita that's deraisa and din prusbul is it then, excuse me, that then might have smutzik suffim as a din daraisa bein meretz b'chutzlaretz as well, and he'll could have a misakin a prisbo to undo a din tire. However, b'sman that shmita itself, but the nobody said mikdash is only drabanan, then shmutzik suffim is only in the only drabanan is a chiyuv shmita b'chutzlaretz or b'eretz Yisrael, and only drabanan. That's why he was able to go ahead and make a takana of prisbo because it could be undone only drabanan dika level. And that's what the Gemara says. When Chuna had the kasha, and he asked, "How could he do it?" Because he had the din of Maestris. The question that he asked the kasha, "Kamad Maestris devout Torah." And Chuna asked before in the beginning of the page that he asked the Maestris devout Torah, "How could he masakein the stuff go over there by Maestris, which is din deraisa? But anything else there is not a din deraisa." So Chuna's question was still blind. How could he go make principle? Because by Maestris bets him still din deraisa. If it's still deraisa, b'sman hazeh according to him, then halacha be how could he go ahead masakein principle? You didn't answer the question according to Chuna. Was it Tam and Amr, and they would say as follows. I feel the command of Maestro Tvar Torah, even according to Man Yamu says that Maestro Tvar Torah, Maestro Shmita Drabban, his Maestro Shmita on Drabbanon. The Xiv, the Tam and Amr, the Tvar Shmita Shamut, Rabbi Yomer Shne, Shmita and Lo, Shmita Yovel. There's two Shmitas, the Shmita Yovel, Shmita and Shmita Yovel. The Shoshe Yovel Noyeg, Shmita Neg, Behold Tvar Torah. When Yovel is Noyeg, then Shmita is Noyeg Tvar Torah. But the Pesach Yovel, when once Yovel stopped, Shmita Noyeg is Drabban, Shmita only Noyeg Drabbanon. The male, therefore, of his man after Beis Hamikdash, the first one was destroyed. It was the Churban Beis, first Beis Hamikdash. And even though we had the next Beis Hamikdash, the second Beis Hamikdash, we never reinstated the halacha of the rice of Mitzvah Yovel. Mitzvah Yovel wasn't Noe, it wasn't Masakim, we didn't reinstitute it. Then Shemitah is only Noe Drabbanon. So, male, that would be the halacha why he was able to make Prisbal. Because Be'atzem, since Lamaisa, we hold, even if, say, Maisris is the rice. But that's only, again, the Mar saying, that's only where it's only Maestris at Tvat Torah. But Shemitah is only still Drabbanon, and Shemitah is Drabbanon, Memela, therefore, Shemitah's Ksafim is only Drabbanon, Ben Eretz Chutzlaretz, and therefore he was able to go ahead and make a Takana, a Prisbul, to only on Drabbanon Dika level. He was able to go ahead and say that you're able to Masakin and make a Lach of Prisbul. Make the Lach of Prisbul. The Gemara says that this is Allah. Gemara asks the Kasha. Gemara wants to know that if you say it, Allah, because you're allowed to go do it to undo it. So the Gemara wants to know the question is, where do we have in the area to say that Allah, the principle of Masakin, that we don't do Shemitah Kesafim, if Be'etzem, it should be Allah. The many hold that there is a din. So therefore, everyone agrees that the Shemitah's Ksafim is Mevatel, applies whether it's a Rabbanan Duraisa. The question is, so why don't we have that today? Why don't we have that today? Why is it today that we're lenient when it comes to that? If the Gemara just came out saying in Echanami, you're Mechuyah, if you talk to the Mechuyah, Shemitah Ksafim does apply. So we have to understand why it applies in many of the Akronim, and we should speak about this halacha, why this would be different. Why would Momekel? Frank the Gemara. He must have asked, when did Yovel stop? Because you tell me Yovel stopped, everything's Drabbanon. When did Yovel actually stop? So Gemara says there's a Brisa. You have a Brisa to his Kohanim, Yoshvel. Mizmach Yoshvel, every time when Kaisra lived in Eretz Yisrael, Lobos Machik Ol Bebo, not when they lived in the exile across outside Eretz Yisrael. That's when they were all in the land. Then remember, they got mixed up, they got intermarried. Whichever you remember, say, look, I'm intermarried to each other. And then Yovel Yavos, and Yovel should be considered no egg is no egg. Tamalomi Yoshvah, only Yoshvah, only its inhabitants, which means those who are in their place. Chal Yoshvah, to all those who are in their place where they're supposed to be. And says, Amen, Vitalis, given to Golos, Shavit, Ruben, the Chatzishav, Menashe, since they went ahead into Golos, into Assyria, to the two and Ash Batim. And Mela, Batal Yavot, then Yovas became Batal. It was always when they have everything together where it's supposed to be, and all the days, are all the same. And when I said that the halacha would be that it will apply, then halacha is when does Yovel stop? When was the halacha of the Yovel began to stop, continued? We think all of them together just because they're not in one place. And even though the halacha is midaraisa, there's no din, but Rabbanan still is, and we say the same thing should apply. It should be a din of as well. It should be a din of Katsashev Menashe. It should also be halacha. It should be about the why we say the Yovel is a batas over there. So the Gemara explains. No, that this is the way it was done This is the halacha of a sikum of misakin. And once we know the yolof is a misakin, you thought that it was when you have shmita is still in place, that it should be considered deraisa. The answer is no. The shmita is not in place. It doesn't make a difference. It's when yovels are in place. And when yovels came in spatel after bayis rishon, male, therefore, shmita only came into the rabbanon, and peter ksof only the rabbanon. That's why he's able to go ahead and make the takana of prusbo. The Gemara says, even if the judges are in Rome, the prusbul is valid. Which means, what does that mean? It says the Gemara Fulta, afilu mashar prusbul bezin shabir reime. In a makam shamal alov and mishlame. The Yidden, they have a Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, another Yidden in America, and the Dayanim, the Bezdin, that does the prusbul is in Rome. They're not near the lamav olov. The halacha still applies. It's still considered a valid prusbul. And mamela, therefore, it can apply even if you're not here, even if they never heard of the prusbul, even if the people themselves didn't hear that the prusbul was done, lamaisa, it's still halacha still prusbul still effective a hill of masakin. Mamela, therefore, and therefore the loan, the malva is not mishamet, and therefore it's still mechuyev to pay back the loan. So that's the Gemara. And Pemoshes points out the halacha. And when it says Berom, it's even if you don't have to be in front of Bezdin. I'll feel like Morocco, Morocco. You don't have to make a difference. The halacha still is that the principle is valid, even if neither the lender or the borrower is in front of the Bezdin. Rabbi Yehoshua Shemar Vidat, Shoshadom, they have three judges, the Paschal Halacha Mesach, and one of them died. Chosmer Mishnayim. The halacha is, you can go ahead, still with two remaining judges, you can still sign on it, it's still a psak. They say, even though we signed with two judges, we listened to the case when we started, we had the halakha with three people, and therefore the halakha with three people, even though right now there are only two, is still considered good enough. Says the Marfulda. We want to make sure this proclamation that we had three people. Why? Well, you're relying on the two only now. But we're afraid if we do that, people think you can have two dayanim. You don't need three. We know the regular bezdin has to have three. So therefore you say, I'm relying on the two because the two is okay because we're relying on the three that we had before. And therefore, it could be summit, it could be custom it, and it's considered good. Mishnah says this halacha. It says the dayanim or the edim. So you see, why does that vote such a dayan or the edim? To tell you that the applies to both of them. And therefore, if you have three judges and one of them died, it's still good. So you see, Mefurshamit, not just the Kiddush, that the Gemara is telling you the name of Rabbi Buzz saying the name Shem Rabbanim, but even the Mishnah itself is Mashnah because the Mishnah used the Lashon of Dayanim and Edom together. It says both of them. It says, Adayanim Chosmo Mata O Edom. Why O Edom? I tell you, in a case where you don't have the three Dayanim, all you have left is two of the Edom, you see that's still valid and it's still considered a valid principle, and you can rely on that to use it to protect it, and the loan will not be mishamed. Zat the Gemara. The midas of is a different principle. Can we learn out a halacha of midas a different principle? In other words, what are we doing? We did this to go ahead. You want to go ahead and learn out a raya from principle that you can go ahead and do this if you have three edim, and you go ahead by a regular case of shtar bezdin, and you only have two halachas. You could go ahead and collect with the two and say that the third one was here, but now we have two. We could use this. Where we learn it from? Because see, by Shemitah's Ksafim, it has this. By a principle, it has this. How could you learn out from a principle, a Rabbanan Dika Din, a Rabbanan Dika document, to learn out the halacha is that you can go ahead and collect in a what do you call it, a regular case of mumminess. How can you do that? The mummim, the principle, the lamdim, the mummim, Yisura, the kids of Yisur Shvias, Yisur halacha. How could you learn out from mummon and Yisur Shvias? The Mashani principle, the Enel Mysterious, the Rabbi Alma. It's Tamadin. Halacha is he made a special drama alma. Principles doesn't really have a full document, not a real kosher document. It's not a real document. It's only recording the halacha takana that he made to protect the lender and the borrower that people will still want to lend. But how do you learn it from the halacha to a regular din shtar? Like that lashon of Pemosha is even stronger. It's dafka. How do you learn out? Because he says it's ain't no serious drama alma. Just giving all the words. It's only a writing what it says, it's not a din star. And therefore, why should it be considered good? How can you learn? Gemara says, no, you can't. I'll bring you a raya. Bri said, you can talk to learn how to make a din from principle. But the briar does not have any land, and those who owe him have land. Coastal principle, you can still write a principle on those loans. You can still write a principle. notice we'll see the Mishnah's coming up, and halacha is that a principle only done if you have a piece of karka. But we're saying over here that even if the borrower doesn't have karka, but the person who's, but Levi, who owes him money, he has karka, they'll still write a principle on that, on the lending. Because he was on that, Moses his karka, but even if he doesn't have karka himself, he can use the hizakai, makai makarka, but he can still write a principle on that. Mar says, hey, kavita, what's the case? Ruvain chayav to Shimon, Levi chayav to Ruvain. Ruvain is chayav to Shimon $100, and Levi is chayav to Ruvain. So, lucky, Ruvain no karka, Ruvain has no karka, Levi does. Coast from the Shimon Lakosha Levi. You can write a principle for Shimon based on the problem that Levi has. So you see, just like over there by regular Balchov, a regular star, you could do this, you could transfer the Dram Nasan, the famous Al Shud Nasan. You could transfer over from one to the other, loan from one to the other. We transfer over from A to B to C. Mamela, you could do that. So to obey by principle, you see the same unlucky can apply. You see that the Gemara does learn out, the Mishnah does use to learn out a Shtar Mamon, a Din Mamon of Shabud Dram Nasan, applies to every single type of cove, that from where? Nalaka right principle. So we see that it does connect the two, the yard, you can learn out from them. And you can learn out from a din mamon is from a shtar principle, even though it's a drabbanan, the din is drum ba'alma, and still you're able to learn out the halakha.